This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jesus is someone who is interested in changing things in your life and my life. He really is. What Jesus did, he does, is the title of the whole series from the Gospel of Mark. The title of today's message is Dealing with Pride and Prejudice. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to deal with pride and prejudice, and then I'm going to share what I consider to be one of the most, if not the most frightening passage of Scripture in the Bible. If you want to know what sends a chill up my spine from a passage in the Bible, it's the words of Jesus we're going to read today. And you'll see it. It'll come to you. When you read it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Let's read it together, Mark 9, beginning at verse 33, as we continue this series. They, meaning Jesus and the disciples, came to Capernaum, verse 33. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me welcomes the Father." "Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." Underline that phrase, because that's what a lot of churches do. "They're not one of us," because he was not one of us. "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. And if anyone causes," here's the scary passage, folks, "if anyone causes one of these little ones," pointing to the children, "who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone, weighs 300 to 400 pounds, tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell." Now, I'm going to talk about that hyperbole. That means exaggeration to make a point. So don't get upset by those verses on the face of it. We'll talk about what that means in a minute. But I want to talk about pride and prejudice for a few minutes. Jesus has the experience of listening to the disciples arguing on the way to this town called Capernaum. He knows what they were arguing about. Have you ever asked your child or your children, "What were you two fighting about," when you knew what they were fighting about? Did it get awfully quiet because one's waiting on the other one to speak first? That's what the disciples were doing. If you can believe it, they were arguing about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God. Every organization, every family system, every extended family, every school, it doesn't matter where, workplace, where people are always wondering about who's in charge. Who's got the authority? Who's the power broker here? And we're always interested in power and control and prestige and fame and authority, and it extends to every group of people. Get any group of people together, including the disciples of Jesus Christ, and they're wondering who's going to be the greatest.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope, exactly where we leave off today. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.